Phoenix Audio presents
True Story, a comedy novel, written and read by Bill Maher. They loved each other because they shared a dream, but they hated each other because there wasn't enough of it to go around. Five comedians sat on a train. They were Dick, Shit, Fat, Chink, and Buick, so pseudonymed for their specialties to fare. Dick, who did dick jokes, Shit, who did shit jokes, Fat, who did fat jokes, Chink, who made fun of the way Oriental people spoke, and Buick, the observationalist, whom everyone called Buck, and so he came to be called Buck. "Hey, get down off there," ejaculated the conductor, and the giggling colleagues dismounted and took their rightful places inside the gleaming tri-spangled Amtrak Bullet, bound for Trenton, Philadelphia, Wilmington, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C., towns where comedy was king, and the audience peasants. Near the back of the train, the comedians found a suitable enclave where three could face two and sprawled inside it. Fat took up two seats alongside his mentor, Dick, while the Damon and Pythias of comedy, Shit and Buck, sandwiched their protege, Chink, on the opposing bench. The boys were dressed in the casual attire of the day, sneakers, Sassoon jeans, sweatshirts, button-downs, and almost leather jackets or blue hooded parkas, except for Buck, who enjoyed the distinction of always dressing in a sports jacket and tie. They could have passed for any other five young white men who were completely out of their minds. After the train pulled out of Penn Station, Shit got up to use the bathroom and then returned to his seat completely naked. The other boys laughed at the sight of him, although certainly not as hard as they would have laughed if it was the first time they'd seen him do such a thing. It was the first time for the other passengers, however. But since they were New Yorkers, they probably had seen naked people in public before. Probably that day. What they didn't...